Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Big weekend down at Riviera Lanes as far as bowling is concerned, and we have one of the legends of bowling joining us right now.
On the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, one of the founding members of the Pro Bowlers Tour, still bowling competitively at the age of 85, Mr. Carmen Salvino. Carmen, thanks for being with us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks. I'll tell you, this has been a wonderful week for me because the people and the audience have been so great in their response, telling me, you know, Carmen, we're really happy that you came. That meant a lot to me. You know, you can win a tournament and be the biggest jerk in the world, and you still get the trophy. When people tell you that they personally appreciated what you've done in the sport and that they're happy you came, that's the biggest prize I ever won in my life.
Now, go ahead.
Carmen, the interesting thing to me is you're still bowling, and yet you were there when it started. You were one of the 33 guys who started the Pro Bowlers Tour, bowled in the first tournament, and yet you're still going. You've seen everything. It's an amazing thing.
Well, let me say this. Actually, there was seven of us before that with Eddie Elias, the gentleman that has founded the PBA. And then the second meeting was with the 33, but seven of us started the PBA rolling, and I was in the room with the other six, and I've lost all my friends that were in that room, and I'm the only one left. So I must carry on the banner for those other six guys.
And that was in Akron, right?
Yeah.
You founded the Pro Bowlers
Tour. Actually, the meeting was in New Jersey, but Eddie Elias from Akron came with Dick Hoover that lived in Akron, another Pro Bowler. He brought Eddie to us, and we talked for about an hour, and I said to the guys, this gentleman makes a lot of sense. For the first time, we could be organized and maybe make a few dollars for the sport of bowling and become a sport, and Eddie Elias did that for us. He got recognition. We were on before Wide World of Sports. We beat baseball game of the week in ratings. We beat basketball. We were the stars at that time.
Hmm. Carmen, how important is Northeast Ohio to professional bowling? Now that you know, how important is this area that we're in right now, Northeast Ohio? Because, like, I remember driving by in North Olmsted and seeing the big giant satellite dish off of Lorraine at the lanes over there, and just thinking, wow, man, the best bowlers in the world come here, and they're going to be on TV. And you know, like, I remember watching Chris Schenkel when I was a kid, watching bowling. How important is Northeast Ohio to you and to the tour? At least it was it.
Well, not only Northeast Ohio. I bowled in Youngstown in tournaments. I bowled at Hubbard, bowled at Olmsted, Toledo. To me, the whole state, forget any particular one place.
Sure.
The whole state of Ohio, to me, has been the greatest for the PBA bowlers.
Carmen Salvino joining us. He's 85 years old. He's still bowling competitively. Took part in the Tournament of Champions at Riviera Lanes in Akron. Fairlawn, actually, which, by the way, Carmen, I'm glad it's back at Riviera Lanes. I think that's phenomenal. Tell me this one. How is a guy who is 85 years old, and you didn't make the cut, how are you still even competing?
Well, see, I came here because I bowled 28 Tournament of Champions, and I think we had about 26 tournaments here at Riviera. And I had remembered how nice the audience was. And I said to my wife, you know what? I want to go back to history. The PBA office was in Ohio.
Yep.
We bowled a lot of tournaments in Ohio, like I said, besides Riviera. I wanted to go back and kind of relive my childhood when I was 25 instead of 85. And I just want to go into that environment. I want to get in the locker room with the guys and have them, hey, old man. And I say, look, puppy, I'll straighten you out. And have some fun with the kids in the locker room, which I did. And I'll tell you, the bowlers were unreal. I got a complex after a while. They started helping me with my bowling bags, keep a score for me. And then they started asking me to take pictures with them. I said, geez, I must be old. I didn't think about that at the time I was bowling.
Carmen, do you still roll a 16-pound bowling ball?
No, I bowl 15. The reason why I bowl with 15 is I got into research and development. I did chemistry for the Brunswick Corporation for 7.5 years, and all the test balls were 15 pounds. But I was throwing 16, and you go from 16 to 15, it really throws your timing off. So I decided from that point on, I'll throw a 15-pound ball. Now, for your audience's purpose, a 15-pound ball, if you could rotate that ball stronger, the rotation of the ball is more important than the weight. And for women, drop the weight down, because get the stronger rotation, because you get the entry into the pocket. A 16-pound ball going straight is not going to carry as good as a 14-pound ball with a 6-degree entry. So don't worry about the weight. Focus on the rotation. Can you throw a strong rotation ball and get that ball to hook?
I see we're all smarter right now.
I know. I'm like right at the end of the show. We do this thing at the end of the show called Why Are You Smarter? Hey, Carmen, you talked about the ratings that you had, and now, you know, before Wide World of Sports. Was it like being a rock star at one point? You know, people would recognize you from bowling
you
on TV.
What? You're absolutely right. We were the stars. I know the baseball players used to come to my room, a couple of them that bowled between squads, want to talk bowling. In fact, I would drive on a highway going to a tournament in another state, not Illinois only, because I'm from Illinois.
Right.
I was in San Diego driving, and people blow the horn and make bowling gestures to me. That's why I never got a nose job. I didn't want to ruin my profile.
Any groupies? Were there any bowling groupies during the heyday?
Well, you know what? We'd sign autographs, and they'd look into your eyes and smile. I guess every sport has groupies, but you got to have discipline. If you want to be a great athlete, you got to look past that, and especially after you're married. And, you know, and don't ask questions like that. You might get some of us killed.
All right, I'll keep my mouth shut.
Good point. Carmen Salvino joining us. He's a PBA Hall of Famer, 17-time titleist, and one of the 33 men who founded the Pro Bowlers Tour.
One of the seven starters.
One of the first seven who had the meeting before the 33 guys.
It's like we got the original six in the NHL and the original seven in bowling, yes.
Carmen, let me ask you.
Sure.
I've gone to the Tournament of Champions at Riviera. I've bowled there myself hundreds of times throughout my life. The way that bowling is now is really different from the way it was during the heyday in the 60s and 70s. And now, you know, you'll see folks sitting down the lanes. There will be only two lanes open at a tournament. There's lights, there's music, there's all kinds of stuff. Everybody wants everybody screaming. I'm used to watching you guys when everything was really quiet. What do you think of the way the sport is being played now at the professional level?
At the professional level, I think it's great. These young bowlers are super bowlers. They throw a lot of revs on the ball. We have new equipment. And people say, well, the equipment makes them great. That's not true. Their technique is good. They get better. You watch them bowl, they got great balance at the line. They got super releases. And they're smart on strategy, because years ago we had those hard rubber balls and polyester. You go on the second arrow, you can stay there for about an hour or two. After bowling on the tour here again, you bowl about a game and a half, and you're moving. Mm. And you have to be smarter in strategy than you did years ago. So it kind of offsets it. And today, I got to give the guys a lot of credit. They're more scientific in the sport, and they exercise. They are definitely athletes now.
Carmen, we can't thank you enough for being with us.
Thank you, Carmen. It's been very special. I appreciate the interview.
My pleasure, guys. And anytime you want to say a few words, just give me a call. You can always get my number from the PBA, even when I'm home in Chicago. Call me. I'll find time for you guys.
Awesome, Carmen. We appreciate it very much.
I will find time for anybody in Cleveland. They've been wonderful.
Thank you, Carmen. Appreciate
awesome.
It.
Take care, guys.
You
take
got
care,
it.
Bye.
Carmen Salvino, pro bowling legend, 85-year-old, competing at the Tournament of Champions.
I really enjoyed that interview.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.